Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, it's second date update here with Thunder and PT. Thanks for joining us. PT, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's always good to be here.
Kyle is on with us today. Kyle messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. Kyle, first of all, how's it going this morning?
You know, life is beautiful, but it'd be better if I had a second date lined up with Diana.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's see if we can help you get you to a second date. That's our job. How did date number one go?
Good. I thought, you know, but I haven't heard from her in over a week, so now I'm not so sure.
Can you give us a little bit of a rundown? Like, what did you guys do on the date?
Yeah, I know this bar with the fireplace. So we went there and we had drinks and we roasted marshmallows.
Cool. So, yeah, that's awesome.
No, especially a fireplace. It's such a mood setter.
It absolutely is.
Sometimes.
Is it inside or outside?
Oh, it's inside.
Okay. Cool. And did you ask him if he brought his own marshmallows?
Did you bring your own marshmallows?
No, I guess not. All right. Anyway.
No, I did not. But okay. No, they give you the marshmallows.
Oh,
the drink.
Oh, they actually
so it's
do
like
make
a little kit, like a s'mores kit.
Oh, they actually do marshmallows.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to find out. All right.
That's cool.
Yeah, they don't let us say the name of them anymore.
More special.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that sounds great. And a great idea. Love that,
yeah,
Kyle.
Good work, man.
So far, so good with Diana. How was the conversation?
I mean, it was good. She seems like a good person. Mm-hmm. She's fostering a couple bunnies right now, actually.
She's what? Fostering bunnies?
Yeah.
No, I've heard of
dogs. And stuff, yeah.
Maybe cats,
fostering
but bunnies. Okay.
Honestly, I guess what I'm trying to say is she's a good heart. It seems like she has a good heart, and that's really important to me.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's even more frustrating that I haven't heard from her.
Right. So did anything come up that could have been the reason why maybe Diana's not getting back to you, Kyle?
When I was thinking about that, I asked if she wanted to go to a movie sometime soon, and she said she'd have to check her calendar. But I don't know. It doesn't seem like that big a deal.
All right. No, I don't think so either.
No, not at all. Especially if you had a good time with, like, you know, the s'mores. It feels like that's a good, you know.
Right.
It's a good vibe.
More s'mores.
Yeah.
All right. So let's call her up. Here's what we're going to do, Kyle. We're going to call Diana. Come back 3 minutes away. If she answers, agrees to come on with us, hopefully get some either the reason why she's not calling you back or get you to the second date. Regardless, I want you to hold on. We're coming back the second half of Second Date Update in 3 minutes here with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we've been talking to Kyle about a first date he had with Diana.
Yeah, I know this bar with the fireplace, so we went there and we had drinks and we roasted marshmallows.
And how'd that first date go, Kyle?
Good, good, I thought. You know, but I haven't heard from her in over a week, so now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, no word back from Diana, so we're going to call her and find out if she wants to see Kyle again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Are we talking to Diana?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, please, Diana, don't hang up. I know this is going to sound a little strange this morning. It's not a sales call or robocall or anything like that. It's actually, we're on the radio right now. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a moment to talk to us about a mutual acquaintance, a listener? Okay. Yeah, a listener of ours. Do you remember a gentleman named Kyle that you went out on a date with about a week or so ago?
Yeah, he's hard to forget.
Oh, wow. Okay, how so?
Well, he chews every bite like 1,000 times. Like, conversation was so hard.
Okay, well, so you went to some bar that had a fireplace. Was this because of the marshmallows and the s'mores?
Yeah.
No. I mean, just anything that he ate, he chewed every single bite, I swear, 32 or 33 times. I eventually counted it. It was so weird.
Okay, I'll be honest here, Diana, and thank you so much for, like, coming right out and telling us this, but I know it depends what you're eating. What's normal? Did it seem like it was, like, 3-4 times normal or just a little longer than normal?
If someone's chewing 33 times, there was silence while I waited for him sometimes. It was so weird.
Well, so there's like marshmallows. I mean, it could take a while to get down.
No, she said, but it was everything he was eating.
Everything?
Everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it wasn't just like, oh, there was like 25 there or 44 there. It was like literally 32 or 30.
So you're having this conversation. I'm trying to picture this. Sit there. You're in front of the fireplace. You're eating whatever, having some drinks. Everything's great. And was it because he couldn't wash it down or something?
This is like he just does it. And there were so many moments of weird silence where I just like hear him chewing.
So you would ask him a question. You have this conversation. You'd ask him a question. And then you'd have to wait an inordinately long period of time for him to be able to respond because he was too busy. And did he hold up a finger and go, pardon me, excuse me.
Yeah, hold on a second or something. So he didn't want to talk with any food in his mouth. That would make sense.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like, it's like the pace of a snail.
Okay. Hey, look. Okay, and I'm not trying to make this any more awkward than it might be for you, Diana, but Kyle is actually listening into our conversation right now, and I just think it would be amazing if you would allow us to bring him into to get his side of the story.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Hey, Kyle?
Diana, honestly, I'm so relieved this is so minor. I was honestly starting to think you didn't like me.
No, it's not that I don't like you. You seem really nice, but weird.
What do you mean? It's healthy to properly chew your food.
Yeah, but it's strange to chew as much as you do. I mean, like, I honestly eventually figured out, tried matching you, and by the time I got to chew number 15, there was nothing left to chew, so... What's up with you?
Wait, so then you were trying to match him, and you're counting your chews, and you couldn't
even... Yeah, because I don't know how many numbers... I don't know.
Like, I feel like 10, 12, maybe, yeah. Something like that.
Perfect. So what's the deal with that? Seriously, what's the deal with that, Kyle?
What do you mean, I'm sorry, why is this even a thing?
Because there's this extended amount of time before you can respond to a question. It's sort of like you're on one of those satellite hookups and you're halfway around the world.
Yeah.
And the anchor person asks the reporter and then you got to wait for about 30 seconds before they hear the question.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
No, I was carrying like 80% of the conversation and I was just so exhausted by the end.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can hardly chew less, if that's what you're asking of me. If you're asking me to chew less, it's not healthy.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off here, Diana, but what if you guys went on a second date and Kyle didn't have any solid food and just drank his...
Smoothies!
Like,
a smoothie date!
Right.
You know, that's nice of you to offer, but we wouldn't be able to have smoothies forever. I can't go out with someone if I feel like I'm just always waiting for him to be able to talk at every meal aside from a smoothie.
I can't go out with someone if they're going to rush my digestive process.
I mean, so, Kyle, wait a second, though. Like, do you have some kind of a digestive issue that requires you to...
Chew your food.
Yeah, your food, like, at a level that's beyond, significantly normal? Or is this just the way you've always kind of been?
I mean, I was raised right.
So you don't even
listen.
See
we don't. Listen, okay. And we're not here to check. Yeah, Kyle, you contacted us because you wanted to see Diane again. That is the premise of Second Date Updates. The backbone of Second Date Up. So we don't want to change you either. I mean, obviously, Diana is awkward, uncomfortable. What's the word, Diana, that you're kind of feeling about Kyle? You just thought it was weird, right?
Yeah. Weird is definitely the word. And like Kyle, I just want to say, if you continue chewing like this, you're going to wear your teeth out, at the rate you're going. So, I mean, you say you were raised right, but I think that's a little wrong. I think you're overdoing it, and maybe you should consider, not chewing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know that, though. Well, I mean, are you grinding this stuff?
I have top marks from my dentist.
Okay. Oh, listen, wow. So it's a no, then, Diana?
Yeah, no. No.
All right. Well, Kyle, I don't know what to say, but Diana chooses not to go out with you again.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. I think they all hung up. Yeah. All right, guys. All right. If you're out there listening somewhere, Kyle, Diana, thanks for being on.
Probably take a bite of something.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.